Következő műsor megtekintése 12 éven aluliak számára nem ajánlott.
Eternal Tango, and we're playing in Budapest for the first time, obviously, and we're a band from Luxembourg, tiny country in Europe, very tiny, and yeah, we're very happy to be here. It's the first time I'm here with the band, and the first time private. It's like the farthest away I'm from home ever, so. It's our last show from this tour, so let's make party tonight.
And it would be nice to have you a little closer, if that's okay. Don't be scared, we don't bite. I need to see you, smell you, and almost touch you. Nice.
we're probably playing two songs from old songs, but the rest is only the album right now, because we really, it's like our first time in Budapest, so we want to present our new album.
Let me see your hands.
I'm Portuguese. I live in Luxembourg, but I'm Portuguese, so I'm very, very far away, you know, like Budapest, Portugal is like, whoa. So yeah, I'm from Portugal, but I live in Luxembourg, really from the south, yeah. It's like, it's next to France. So I have friends who live in France, and they're like 5 minutes away from me, so it's like directly on the border. And the original country, the official language in Luxembourg is French. But there's a language, there's Luxembourgish, it's a real language, not everybody speaks it, but like everything official is French. But everybody speaks German and everybody speaks English in Luxembourg. So if you're born in Luxembourg, you speak at least four languages.
Yeah. Tonight I'm gonna have myself a real good time, and I feel alive. Floating around, and that's just it. So
Well, there's Tom, he's a bass player, but he has Italian origins too. I think they all have Italian origins. And there's Pete on the drums, Pete Romerza, already sounds Italian. And we got David Schmidt on the guitar, and Joey Kerner on the guitar too. It just came a step where I decided, okay, let's make it my life, not just a big part, just a life. And the thing is, we're all like musicians, we knew each other from school and stuff. And at some point, I had a band with the like Eternal Tango started with Pete, Joey, and Pete, Joey, and Dave, like two guitar players and drums. And then I came to the band, like it was in 2002, and me and Tom, we joined the band in 2006. And we knew each other because Tom had recorded Eternal Tango at the time, and I was playing with the bassist of Eternal Tango in another band. So we all knew each other because Luxembourg is very small. And we were just like the only five guys who were really motivated to do music, to get to other countries to play everywhere we could. And we came together like it had to happen.
Okay. The lyrics are, oh no. I'll just sing it for you and then you guys sing back. Yeah, here we go. So everybody is. Oh no! Easy. Guys, your turn. You can do better than that. Here we go. Okay, I see a lot of girls singing and not enough boys. Well, I don't know, you guys all got balls, but you don't seem to use them very much. So, these guys, I'm gonna show you how mans with balls sing this. Guys, the stage is yours.
Oh no!
It's a crazy name for a rock band, but we actually do rock and roll music. But I'm not very good at giving names because, I don't know, it's my music. I cannot describe it. I would say, come see us live. It's party rock.
Yeah.
me personally, I started listening to hip hop because I played basketball, so I just got with it. And then I think my first band I really loved was Pantera. Was yeah, long time ago. But I think everybody of us that has like different musical cultures and backgrounds, like our idols are people who manage to have a good career. That's our goal, you know, to be long and to play as much as we can and to do the best thing. The thing is, we are a very democratic band because we have like five different strong personalities. So what we do is we all come together and we write songs together. And we don't stop until everybody's happy with it. So it takes a lot of time to write songs, but everybody has to be 100% behind the song or else it doesn't work. In the first album, where I wasn't in there, there was like all different mentality of the band, but since I'm there with Tom, the first round at the Sea Cafe was like a party album. It was just about doing party. Then the album we have now, Welcome to the Golden City, is a conceptual album. It's a concept album. It's an album that talks about a golden city, like an imaginary city, and everything that happens in that city. So the last album is more like focused. The lyrics are more focused on the main theme. It's a city we created. And they have like the headmaster, and that's Ronnie Roy Johnson, and that's the god, Buddha, whatever identity in that thing, and he controls the mind of people, and he's a good and a bad guy. You have to decide for yourself. And there's an academy where students go there, and students go to that academy, and they get in touch with Ronnie Roy and with the city, and everything happens inside that city, inside the Golden City. Yeah.
Yeah! Yes, this is a campaign. Slipping in towels in a cargo bag. The new dress is a vastness. Hollow vacuum that the oxygen vents. They hibernate, but they haven't kissed the ground. Bottom, bottom, kiss the asphalt now. Cease this amputation. Should I larynx? Should I have access now?
Not lying, it's difficult. It's really, really difficult because we just decided to do everything on our own. So we have our own label, and we organize our own stuff. We are responsible for everything we do, like the graphics, the lyrics, the band, the T-shirts. It's all everything. We do everything in the band because that's like the I think it's the better way right now for us at that time to do it. But It's a very difficult time for bands because of the downloads of like labels don't have money, nobody has money in the business, and it's getting more and more difficult to play, and tickets are getting more expensive and stuff because labels don't get money from CDs and stuff. So it's a very fucked up time to try and make a break in the music business.
Hello, my name is Johnson. Yes, I am the master of the counts. Hello, my name is Johnson. I'll make sure I.
Take.
job I do just learn. And just allow me to be the one pulling the strings. Let the countdown begin. You take me down.
There's like three main clubs in Luxembourg. There's Atelier, Kulturfabrik, and Rockal, and that's like the three main things where all the bands play. But we have in Luxembourg a coffee culture. You know, it's like people go to pubs, and that's where they play. When little bands start, they start touring in pubs and stuff. But the thing is, Luxembourg is so tiny. If you get to play two shows in 1 month, and that's okay. You know, you have to go away. If you want to play, you have to leave Luxembourg. It just switches so much. Like, sometimes you play in front of kiddies from 14 years old until 18 years old, and sometimes, like 2 days ago, we played in Austria, and there was 20 until 50. It's just always, we don't have, like, a certain, like, age of people who come to our shows. It's like, it's bright.
Thank you very much. Here we go. Hey, 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 hey. Nothing can stop you, stop you. Thank you. Thank you very much, Budapest!
I personally, I see myself in 5 years sitting here and having another interview with you. Like, yeah. Doing the same thing would be great.
Give it a tone. I reject and all any other reason why we cannot get rid of this smile. La la ta ta da ta, la la ta ta da ta. Before the issues into a boy that la la ta ta da ta, la la ta ta da ta. Let me touch the abstract ordinary. Guys, now for the very last, the first time, we're gonna sing together. Here we go. Da da ta ta da ta. 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 Whoa.
Az én drága édesanyám már órák óta kint kapál a kertben.
Emancipáció a néphadseregben. Avagy nem minden nő csak arra való.
Bemutatom Szeges főhadnagyot. A minisztériumból jött hozzánk fontos megbízatással.
Arra kérem, hogy tartsuk be az ártatlanság vélelmét.
Ezt kikérem magamnak.
Maga visszaél azzal, hogy kiszolgáltatott helyzetben van.
Mindig akad, aki elsősorban nőnek tekint és nem katonának.
A Szuszmáriáját minden!
Angyalbőrben. Csütörtökön este a Dunán. Ragadj meg minden lehetőséget!
Jövőre mehetek a zeneművészeti középiskolába.
Sosem tudhatod, mit hoz a holnap.
Rendezünk egy bált, és én megkérlek, hogy énekelj nekünk egyet. Na, mit szólsz?
A Szórádház.
Eddig nem volt ellenségünk, most majd lesz. Ez ilyen ország, itt nem örülnek a másik ember sikerének.
Szombaton 19 óra 30 perckor a Dunán.
Érzem, hogy valamit mondani akarsz, csak nem mersz belekezdeni.
Ha nem jönnék, az azt jelenti, hogy nem lehetett.
Sajnos nem tudja hazavinni a vakációra, mert a villájukban felrobbant a kazán.
Úgy döntöttük, hogy meghívunk.
Az az ember, akire rábíztalak, vigyázz rád.
Az intézet kiürül majd, de azért maradunk itt néhányan.
Erőjék a hívás, nem akar senkivel beszélni.
Szabó Magda regényéből, Abigail. A történet folytatódik vasárnap 20 órakor a Dunán.
Hankó Rádió, Magyarország új zenei csatornája.